The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Thursday, and we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt on Thursdays. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. As we head into the 4th of July weekend, lots to talk about, lots of news, of course. Yesterday, Governor McMaster, I'm going to say, gave us a good talking to.
Did you feel that?
I did. And look, I tell you, he got people's attention when he started talking about football in the fall.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the governor has been very deliberate on saying he's not going to roll things back. But I think yesterday he said, but I can't go forward either until we all come together on this and do our part and just, you know, be good citizens in South Carolina, which is what everybody wanted, right, is the governor right. to let everybody do the right thing. And now he's saying, okay, now we all need to step up and do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, and I love his approach from the standpoint that, you know, he still is resisting the idea of for masks, for example, of mandating on a statewide basis the masks. North Carolina Governor Hooper did so with an executive order. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp saying that he pretty much agrees with Governor McMaster that, you know, just depend on the citizens of South Carolina to be responsible and to take that personal responsibility for their own health.
Exactly. I think that's the difference you see between a Republican health state and a Democrat health state, right? We want to believe that our people are going to do the right thing. And it's like the governor said to Joey, there are areas of our state that are very rural. Why would you impose that when you have rural areas where people aren't close to each other? Cities, localities know where they have issues and they should regulate them as they best see fit, as long as it doesn't cross the line of constitutionality. And so he said it very well on TV yesterday, that those are things that need to be looked at in smaller chunks than to say, oh, statewide, we're going to do something.
Sure. And especially just letting local governments make those decisions. I mean, we've seen the city of Greenville, who voted just over a week or so ago now on their ordinance, saying that if you go into a grocery store or pharmacy, you need to wear a mask. The city of Clemson, a little more restrictive. If you're out in the public and you're going to be in contact with anyone outside of your immediate family, you need to wear a mask. The city of Anderson yesterday decided not to pass an emergency mask ordinance, basically just encouraging people, kind of like the Greenville County. Greenville County Council Chairman Butch Kirvin has a PSA that's running on our radio station here just saying, hey, look, we don't want to tell you that you have to do this. We're asking you to do this for your own sake and for that of your family and your friends.
Exactly. And, you know, we see our numbers going up. You know, we can help slow that down. That's what we want to do. You know, and it's not forever. This is not a forever thing. You know, I'm still going back to what Senator Graham said at Accelerate SC, that he was very confident, very hopeful that by midsummer we would see a treatment protocol. And there's a lot of good things in the pipeline. We're just asking people to do this until we get a treatment regimen, because then it takes this from a 10 to a 1 or 2. That's what Senator Graham had stated, and it's true. So this is in the short term. This is not forever.
I guess the thing, and with me today, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, I guess the thing that is a bit concerning, though, is, you know, as I've said many times, there's more we don't know about the virus than what we do know. But you know, back in the early stages of this, there was hope that as we got into the summer with the heat and all that, it would be less effective. But that doesn't appear to be the case, as we're seeing our numbers, our positive cases, continue to rise almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing is, like you said, Joe, we've never faced this before. So these were assumptions. And I think people need to stop thinking, you know, as we were doing our best guess. And I don't mean we. When I say we, I really mean our medical community. I'm not part of that community, but they were doing their best at trying to take characteristics of this and compare them to other diseases that we know about because of history. So, you know, but I think what we're finding is that, you know, we used to think it was a lot more contact related as far as touching and leaving it. And really what the only thing that has stayed consistent and is kind of really we've been able to solidify it more is that it's through saliva droplets, right? So talking, you know, at first we thought it was going to be transposed by bigger droplets or like a sneeze or a big cough, something like that. And now we're saying, as the governor said yesterday, it's really through moisture that's coming out in breath if you're too close to somebody. So, you know, we're learning. It's not that people were wrong or not wrong or trying to tell you something wrong or now trying to tell you. It's that we're learning it as we go. And so we just want everybody to look at that the way they need to, right? You know, we're learning as we go. So take that and be confident and listen to the experts.
Yeah. And you're right. I've read a number of different studies that confirm exactly what Governor McMaster was saying yesterday. And primarily it's that extended conversation. When you reach 5 minutes, your chances increase. 10 minutes, they're increasing even more. 15 minutes, the longer you stand and talk with someone. And that's why it's so important to keep that distance, to keep that 6 foot distance, because I don't know that I ever thought about the fact, that it's almost like a mist that everyone gives off when they're talking. And you just haven't thought about it until now. Now it's important because it could be the difference between you not having the virus and being infected with the virus if that person that you're talking with is positive.
You're absolutely right, Joey. And I think you're right. I think the governor got his point across yesterday. Is like, come on, everybody. We're all in this together. We all want the same things at the end of the day, right? We all want college football. We all want those large events to open. We all want that. So let's just do what we have to in the short term. So let's get through this and we can get back to normal. So yep. I'm glad his message was delivered the way I think he had hoped it would be. But I would like to talk about something really quick that's happening in South Carolina that is amazing and positive and awesome. And I think that's what we're all craving for, right? Is something that's positive. Kicked off yesterday in Oconee County was the SC7 expedition. Tom Mulliken, who the governor picked to chair our floodwater commission, he's an environmental attorney. He is doing the Seven Wonders of South Carolina. So over the next 30 days, highlighting from the mountains to the beaches, the most amazing resources we have right here in South Carolina. So it's online. Everybody should look and see where we're going to be and things that are highlighting. He has National Geographic with him. So it's really kind of a cool thing and something positive that we can all feel really good about.
Yep. I just got this in as well. This is good news you're going to want to hear. 4.8 million jobs added and unemployment falls to 11.1% as more states reopen and as the Department of Labor gives us the new numbers for this past week. So that's encouraging as well.
That's very encouraging. And I know that they were talking about that this morning, that there were good job numbers. We saw the stock market opened really high this morning. So it's good. It's good to focus on the positive and know that everything is not gloom and doom. Let's just do what the experts are telling us to kind of get through this time and get our country back opened up and get where we were back in February.
That is our goal for sure. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett, have a wonderful 4th of July weekend with your family and friends.
Well, thank you. And to you and all your listeners, Joey, I hope you guys have a safe and happy 4th of July Independence Day and spend a lot of great quality family time together.
Sure thing. Be safe, and we'll check back with you again next week.